You helped, he said softly. You invented the belts.
No, Lyda did.
Okay, but you perfected them. I've seen those early belts. It must have been like wearing a barrel. You isolated the principle. Then you just dropped out. Lyda invented them, but you gave people the worlds.
There have been lots of improvements since then.
Improvements on your basic design, yes, but mainly just bells and whistles. Why so guilty?
Guilty?
Lurking up here like a cross between John Wayne and Captain Nemo, doing legwork for a little research outfit. What is this, a penance for turning evil mankind loose on the unsuspecting dimensions?
Lindsay laughed and lit a cigar. Valiente had already noted the little tobacco patch inside the stockade. Mankind isn't really evil. It hasn't got enough dignity to be evil. I came up here for peace. You say I gave people the worlds. And what did they do with them? Their gimcrack economies cracked under the strain. They squabbled. There were territorial wars. When there was land without limit, there was actual starvation. There was... Oh, hell, you know.
It's getting better.
Temporarily.
Lindsay stood up and moved over to the stockade gate, swinging it open. There were indistinct shapes under the distant trees.
Those are the guys I feel sorry for, he said.
The baboons?
They hit a turning point after the fist hit. They're evolving fast, but they don't stand a chance. By the time they've invented agriculture, no, probably by the time they've acquired fire, they'll be slaves, or more likely wiped out, because if there's one thing you can say about them, it's that they're vicious little sots.
I know it.
I like them.
The night was purple velvet, alive with insects and spiky with invisible jiggers that bit and stung every exposed inch of flesh. Lindsay normally kept a fire piled high. Its light was distantly mirrored as two tiny red points in the eyes of Big Yin, watching from his thorny treetop. The baboon remembered, but dimly, because memory was still a novelty among the tribes. There had been a time not now, before the spiky trees with no leaves had been put up around the camp, when a younger Big Yin had crept towards the tent. There had been a shape lying on the ground higher than ground inside, but as the baboon had crept closer, it had vanished. And then there had been a sound behind him, and as he turned there was an explosion of sound and light. If Big Yin had been a human, he might have wondered why the man had aimed the gun to scare, not kill. If he had been an animal, he would have hightailed it away and never returned. But he was no longer one, and not yet the other, and the brain behind the red-lit eyes entertained a mixture of emotions that he would not be able to name for at least 3 million years. So he waited.